Good morning and welcome to episode 105 of Martin Uncut, and today is the 2nd of June 2021. Today's episode is Zotero. So I've talked about Devon Think a lot on this podcast over and over again, and Devon Think is, as you know, a kind of a document database where you can store documents and notes and those kind of things. In this episode, I wanted to talk about Zotero, and Zotero is a open source potential alternative to Devon Think. So let's get at it. Zotero is the open source application that you can download and use on your Mac, your Windows, or your Linux machine. And you can also sync your databases between these different platforms. So that means that if you're working at a Linux machine potentially at home or a Windows machine at work, you can sync your databases between these machines. And you can find the application at zotero.org. There is a lot of information on this website, so I definitely recommend that you go in here and take a look. I have not been using Zotero for a very long time. I've just downloaded and played with it a little bit. And just to be open and straightforward with you, I am not going to use Zotero going forward. The reason I downloaded Zotero is just to look at it and see what it is, to get a feeling for it. I am going to use Devon Think going forward continuously because I paid for it. So I have a lot of things in there now, so I don't want to spend the time to migrate out. But it's always good to take a look at other applications and things out there. So, but let's get into Zotero. So Zotero is essentially a research application or a reference manager. And you can use it to actually just link to the references you have, or you can actually store the references in here. You can store copies of your references in this database by just dragging and dropping files into it. But the interesting thing with Zotero is that you, of course, then can tie different type of metadata to these files. You can sort them in different collections, and a collection can then be a project, for example, that you're doing and you want to save certain files to this project. Then you can create like a folder for that. But the good thing is the same reference can actually exist in multiple folders or projects at the same time, which I think is super handy. Another way is to tag your items with normal tags, and they work like tags do in general. And what is then an item? An item is essentially anything that you want to link to, and it doesn't mean that you have the item locally. So it can actually be a link to a website that can be an item, like a reference to a website. But another item can be a book, a podcast, a video, I mean, letters, or whatever you have that you want to reference, you can add here, and then you can drag and drop, like say, PDF files and other files onto these items. So you actually have the source file or the data as well. And all of this information can then, of course, be indexed. So you can search this information from within Zotero. And while we're talking about search, you can, of course, do advanced search here. You can search on the metadata that you have. So you can search for author, for example, type. But you can also search of the content. And you can then create saved searches for your database. So you can easily just click a search, and you will see all the documents you have related to this specific one. You can also create notes in here, and these notes are rich text notes that are stored, so you can actually format them a little bit. I think the only drawback here is that it's not Markdown. I would prefer to have seen this as Markdown instead of rich text, but it is what it is. And you can, of course, link to web pages. That's another thing that is quite interesting. And then you can either choose to just do a link to the web page, and then every time you go to that reference, you will see the item as downloaded from the, or go to the to the web page as it is right now. But you can also do a snapshot. So you can actually at any time go back and see how did this web page look like when I took the information. And that means that you also have the file available if you're offline, which can be quite handy sometimes or quite often. I personally prefer to do that type of storage of a web page if I am going to use it for anything, because you never know when a web page goes away. That is frequently happening, that especially if you link to if you find a blog post that you think is really good and really well supported and you choose to use this for anything, then I definitely recommend to snapshot it, because you never know with blogs, they can just go away as the interest passes away. So that's my recommendation. But you can do the similar thing in DevonThink. There a snapshot would be called a web archive. And then you would have a version of it inside your DevonThink database. But you do it in Zotero as well. And just as with DevonThink, you can have a Chrome extension that you run in Chrome or Firefox or Safari, actually. They support all three. And they take the information web page and store it into your Zotero database. And they have something that they call translators. So depending on where you are, they will actually format the content that they pull out to be a good thing. So if you go to Amazon, for example, and you want to capture a page there, it will not just simply create a page of it. It will actually create what's called a book item in Zotero. And it will pull out all the metadata from Amazon automatically for you. So it will have give you the author and the ISBN, the language, and all of these different kinds, and you will get that straight into Zotero. You will, of course, also get a link back to Amazon, so you can find the book there. That I don't have with DevonThink, and there is a lot of different translators, so all the bigger publication websites, you can easily just use that. You have also functionality to use DOI numbers, for example. A DOI number is kind of a identifier for scientific articles. So the articles can be published in a lot of different publications around the world. And then it sometimes is hard to find the source. So what usually you do, you can find the article in a certain citation database, for example, and then they have the DOI number or the DOI URL. So if you click that one, you will actually be redirected to the source publication and you can find the source article there. And so Zotero has support to handle those type of links well for you as well. And I think that is quite nice if you read scientific articles, of course. You can, of course, also work with RSS feeds. So if you often go back to the same web pages and want to read new blog posts or whatever it can be, you can add those into Zotero as well, so you can easily find items there. You can do similar things with DevonThink, of course. But the main, I would say, center of Zotero is for research. So that is where it really is powerful. So you can use all of these things that you bring into Zotero to cite when you are writing your papers or anything. But if you're a blogger or any hobby scientist, researcher, this can be super powerful anyway, because you can always find back to your back to the reference material, which can be quite important actually, especially if you are interested in something that is related to research. And of course, there is also collaboration features built into Zotero. There is something called a Zotero server, and that there is one hosted at zotero.org that you can use without without needing to pay anything. So you can use that to sync your links and reference materials, actually. So that is good if you are in a team situation. DevonThink has similar things, but you need to set everything up. One caveat here, though, is I have not checked how Zotero is handling your data and your information. You need to do that yourself before you choose to use this tool for your things. As I said, I haven't used it a lot. I've played around with it a bit, and it looks quite promising. So if you want to use a reference tool and you think DevonThink is not the tool for you because it's too expensive, or that you're simply not on a Mac, this can be a really good choice to look at. So I definitely recommend you to look into it and look at it. And now I will probably get a lot of flame here, but sometimes or quite often when you get open source software, they are very functional and they do good stuff, but they're not always very good looking. And that is not always because that the developers are not paying attention to the look and feel. It's just usually because the interfaces that are being used or the libraries that are being used to build interfaces, they don't really produce really nice UIs because they need to be cross-platform. But I think Zotero actually looks quite okay, especially when I look at it on my Mac. I haven't tried it on any of the other platforms out there like Linux or Windows. So do that. But I think it looks good. It looks not as a pure Mac application, but it looks fine. One thing that I do miss, though, that would be super handy to have, is to get a link, like a URI, to a file or an item inside of Zotero. What you can do in DevonThink, for example, is that you can right-click on a reference, and you say copy source, or copy link to source, or copy link to object, something like that. And then you get a URI that you can paste into anything else. And essentially, if you click that, Mac OS will open DevonThink for you, and it will find the link back to you. And that is super powerful, especially if you build like a reference system somewhere else, that is, or a note system like a settled custom or something outside of DevonThink or outside of Zotero, which I would probably recommend you to do. So it's easy then just to click and you can go come back to straight to the reference. Of course, you can cite the reference instead in your note and just search up it or find it by search. You can do it as well, but it would just be more easier and neater to just have a real link that you could click and get back to the reference in Zotero. That was a quick description and quick introduction to Zotero. That was all I have for today. I hope you got something out of today's episode. If you liked it, why not recommend the podcast to friends, families, or a colleague? That would help the audience to grow, and that would put a large, big, super smile on my face. And who don't want to do that? Have a great day and see you back tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.